Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome, everybody, to the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. It's July 23rd, 2022. I'm Frederick Penny for Radio Law Talk with my co-host Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. We're going to have some fun today. I'm telling you, hang on to your... I was going to say shorts, but I also want to say shorts or tighten your seatbelt. This one is going to be a special day. Let me tell you why you're going to enjoy this day. It's going to be one of the most off-the-wall case days. I'm going to call it the off-the-wall cases days about judges, lawyers, and some interesting things that are occurring in the courtroom. It's going to be one of those days when you have the dog whistle response.
You're all morons!
Not us, but some of these things we're going to talk about. And again, what's the dog whistle response? That's the... Remember when you do the whistle the dog and they tilt their ears like, whoop? That's what it's going to be like. It's going to be like, oh my gosh, what the heck? We're going to talk about a judge that points a gun at the lawyers. We're going to, well, allegedly, this is all allegations, by the way, allegedly, we're going to talk about a lawyer that doesn't like his former client.
That's an angry judge.
Yeah, then he puts a, well, we'll talk about how the gun got allegedly pointed, and we're going to talk about a lawyer that doesn't like a former client, so I'm going to put a hit on him, and a lawyer that... says some things in court that even Denise, I had no idea what they meant, but he brought up some important things that seemed kind and considerate, but later was not. And we're going to discuss what happened there. And then
happen on a Tuesday?
Oh, no, stop.
It happened, I believe, at the Friday or Thursday before.
Ah. Oh, and I learned something, by the way. I guess I live under a rock sometimes. I'm a country boy.
It's an educational show.
You know? Yes.
It's like Sesame Street for adults today.
That's exactly right. And we're going to get in and talk a little bit about... let's do Ricky Martin. What happens if your date stands you up? This is an interesting one.
I'm taking note.
Yeah, you better write that one up. You better not stand up your date. And then a judge gets suspended, and we're going to tell you why. So this is the real off-the-wall cases day. There's got to be, Cal and I sometimes set this up, but we didn't at all today. But it is the real off-the-wall cases day, and you are going to be entertained today more than receiving information. And
are any of the cases from Elko, Nevada, by any chance? Just wondering.
I'd say more Malibu.
And say no more.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about that today. If you want to call in 855 Law Radio, we better be careful what we say about these places. We like them. 855 Law Radio or 855-529-9234. Go to our Instagram, our Facebook. You know, if you just go to any social media site and you just type in Radio Law Talk. If you want to listen to us anytime later, we do have a podcast. You go to RadioLawTalk.com, and we've got a podcast. You can just go, boop. You can hit all the main the main podcast, Spotify, you know, Google, Apple, iHeartRadio, all that stuff. We're on those, our podcasts. We take these live, we're live, so we take these live shows and we put it on a podcast. Email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. I've gone over enough stuff, but how was your guys' weekend? I just told you that I'm excited about going over this stuff, but we are burning up here in California, by the way. And I flew over the top of, I didn't know, I flew over the Yosemite. I was in Los Angeles yesterday. And just so those of you out there know us, I have offices all over California. And so coming back, flying over Yosemite, it was like burning up. It was like, it looked like a nuclear blast. It was like this big cloud, and the pilots are pointing out to me saying, "Hey, look over here." And man, it was burning up like crazy. I didn't know that.
Seems like for the last decade, the theme is "Welcome to California in the summer." I mean, it's just dry conditions and fires get started. I mean, for the craziest reasons, baby gender reveals for babies, that sparked a fire once. Yeah. Somebody used an explosive.
A homeless woman decided she wanted to boil bear urine to make it sanitary so she could drink it. True story. And that started a major fire in the North State. So
wow.
Lots of weird reasons.
Is that, by the way, former prosecutor for in Tennessee and California, Todd, so that you can be, if you accidentally do it, you can be prosecuted for that in a lot of states. Is that true?
Absolutely. And they take those prosecutions very seriously, especially given the dollar amount. I mean, if it's accidental, that's one thing.
Right,
but
right.
Still, you know, if what you were doing can be deemed to be grossly negligent, and especially if it leads to property damage or, heaven forbid, loss of life, yeah.
Well, yeah, someone I can see people... Literally, this happens all the time. I'm mowing the weeds, you know, and
exactly.
A little spark, and hits a rock.
You hit a rock
mower,
and make a spark.
And it makes a spark, and it goes up. And I saw some people doing that the other day, and I'm like, you're not from this area, are you?
I caused a field fire once.
Yeah, and not only, as you know, Denise, will they prosecute you if they think they can, they will try to recover the suppression costs. And those firemen do not work cheap.
Well, tell me your story, Denise.
Oh, well...
Before you do, can we make sure the statute of limitations is run?
It's run.
Okay.
It's run. So I lived off of like a dirt road, and my best friend at the time had a Volkswagen. He was borrowing his brother-in-law's Volkswagen, and so we were hot-dogging on this dirt road.
Hot-dogging?
Yeah, and we went, well, I don't know what to call it. We were in the car kind of, you know, doing little circles and stuff. And
yeah.
We went off
and
the road.
Else?
That's it. It was my best friend.
Okay.
And so, yes,
Todd's
exactly.
Yes. Yeah, right.
Right.
So
right.
We went off the road, and so he went back to kind of lift the Volkswagen.
Oh, wait, best friend was a he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He married my other best friend from my
school. Okay, all right.
Yes.
That
and
doesn't
so
matter.
He lifted up the back of the Volkswagen.
Yeah.
And he goes, punch it. And I punched it and started a fire.
Oh, my God.
He burned the Volkswagen up.
Did it really?
Yes, and I thought he did it. All, like, I don't know, 20-some-odd years later, I said, remember when you caught the Volkswagen on fire?
Well, that was in Oregon, wasn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he thought, he was like, me, you did it.
And
I'd forgotten
Volkswagen,
that little piece.
That magnesium engine in that old Volkswagen, if they catch fire, you try to put it out with water, it just gets worse and worse and worse.
It was a nightmare. Destroyed.
Yeah, and wow. Speaking of that, it's a safety tip.
Right.
You know, that people should, why you should never park your newer model car, any car with a catalytic converter, especially, you don't want to park it in the field because that catalytic converter is in the bottom of your car. It's hot. And that's one of the major causes of fire when you park your car in dry grass because it starts the fire because it hits the catalytic converter.
Gosh, we used to park all the time in dry grass when we went to the country fair. We used to always do that, park in the fields, and I never knew that.
It's a wonder you survived, Denise.
I know.
I just...
yeah, there's a lot more that makes you wonder.
Remember, seek counsel. We're talking about general topics of law. We're not giving legal advice. We're just having fun here, so don't... unless you want to go tell your in-laws around the dinner table, you can use us. But we're going to be back. We're going to do a case or no case, and then get into all these interesting legal judge and lawyer issues. This is the Real Off the Wall Case Day. We'll be back.
just segment one of hour one for Radio Law Talk, and there is much more coming up right here, and all you have to do is stay tuned. We'll continue.
Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Here's Fred Penny with Penny and Associates.
When you or a family member have been injured in an accident, what should you look for in a personal injury lawyer? The first thing is an experienced personal injury law firm that's actually taking cases to trial. Hi, I'm Frederick Penny, managing partner and founder of Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers. For over 30 years, Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers has been successfully representing individuals and their families. At Penny and Associates, we're experienced trial lawyers, and we work with you to get the best results.
Go to PennyandAssociates.com or call 800-616-4529.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road. Quick, quick, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this daddy shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quack, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quack, car wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Well, come on.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
All right. right. Back to
smile.
All right. Thank you. Now we're getting Windows 10 errors. I love that. Best part of my life. Yeah. But in the meantime, back to Fred Penny, Todd Kuhn, and Denise Dirks for Radio Law Talk.
You can hear me, right?
Yes. I can hear you.
Oh. You know what? That's the fun of live radio, Cal. We don't care. We're having a good time.
That's true.
So the reason people come is for one reason, Cal, and we know what they come for. They come for case or no case.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
I'm just glad I could get that to play, and here we are. Joshua Winterhalter was in a pickle.
Uh-oh.
His neighbor was outside pulling survey pins out of the ground. Survey pins, actual survey pins. The neighbor was convinced that the surveyors Josh hired to survey their properties conspired to cheat. So Josh went to his neighbor and said, listen, here's the deal. Hire whomever you wish to do it again. I'll pay half, and that'll be the end of my cooperation if you still disagree. They did. His original survey was accurate. He paid his half, verified the survey. The surveyor he hired also explained that Mr. Neighbor committed a crime when he pulled out the survey stakes. You know, that's against the law. You can't really do that. But he was still convinced that Josh had cheated him. The whole adventure had cost Josh about $3,000, and he asked his neighbor if he wouldn't mind paying for the surveys since he was accusatory and wrong. And the neighbor said, I don't think so, you jerk. No more Mr. Nice Guy, Josh said. He called his lawyer up and said, listen, can I sue to recover my costs? Do I have a case or no case? Todd Kuhnen?
You would call on me, the person who, as you're going through this, is going, I'm not certain I followed what this case was really about. But, you know, sometimes you got to fly by the seat of your pants.
Well, can I just ask a question to clarify?
Please.
Of course you may.
So what I didn't understand is, okay, the names, I got confused, the names with who did what. So
Josh Winterhalter is the guy who paid for the survey because his neighbor was the bad guy.
Okay, wait. The neighbor is the guy that went out there and pulled the stakes, supposedly.
Correct.
But the neighbor didn't pull the stakes. It was his surveyors that pulled the stakes.
No.
The neighbor pulled out the stakes because he says the survey you paid for is wrong and you're trying to cheat me,
so
I'm going to pull these pins out.
So Josh hires a guy to come out and do the survey. The neighbor walks out and pulls all the stakes.
Yep.
And then the neighbor goes, look, I'll bring in my own people.
Nope. Josh says.
Oh, Josh says we'll split a survey as half each.
Okay.
So that there's trust here, in other words.
Bring in who you wish.
All right.
Yeah, right.
And then after that, Josh thought about it and got mad that he pulled the stakes up and said, I'm going to sue you because you illegally pulled stakes up?
And because the neighbor still didn't believe the other surveyor that he had paid partially for.
Got it.
And was still fighting Josh over this phantom land rehab.
I got it now.
Okay. So, Mr. Kuhnen, now I hope that makes it as clear as mud.
It does. It clarifies things so much. In fact, I have a new religious following now, based upon just the clarification with that case. I'm going to start my own church based upon Cal, this is such an interesting case, interesting scenario, using that term very intentionally, scenario, but no case.
All right, so that's your religion, the church of the no case?
The church of no case.
Okay, fair enough. Denise, do you attend?
Can I get an amen?
Do you attend with Todd on Friday nights to the
amen.
Church of the no case? We'll do it on Fridays, why not? Yeah.
I don't get the connection between church and survey.
I don't either.
But anyway, they paid half each.
Yep,
they got a survey. They got the product. Yep. I mean, there is no case here. Pulling the pins, it's a crime. Okay, but does that mean it's a civil penalty? Does that mean he's going to get his money back? I don't think so. So I don't think it's a case either.
Okay, that's fair enough. Now, Fred Penny.
The first thing I thought was, actually, this is a case. Well, first of all, this happens. This is probably not an unusual thing. So this does happen. So the question is, I mean, it's not unusual to find a case like this where neighbors are fighting over property lines and one grabs the stake or grabs the, you know, and does that. So you got two no-casers. I'm going to just go the opposite. I'm just going to do opposite. By the way, is this our final one? Isn't Todd about to win, Denise? Or is this like...
I think I'm at like two away. I'm at 48.
Yeah. It's 48.
Yes.
Okay, so I've got to go opposite because there's just no way. So I'm going to say it's a case, Cal. And there's really never any outcome. But anyway, it is a case. So therefore, I don't have to say the outcome, but it is a case. And I don't know. The outcome is never determined. There's settlement somehow.
Well,
I hope you're right.
Here's the answer. We have a little time, so I'll give you the answer if you don't mind.
Yes.
Josh, according to his lawyer, Josh could have won a case had he filed it, but he did not.
Oh.
He said instead, it's only $3,000. Go to him for small claims for the half of the thing you paid for. The rest of it you took.
Did he go to small claims court, though?
Well, no, he didn't.
Oh,
okay.
Shoot.
But the attorney also said, this is the most common scenario between neighbors, is property boundary disputes.
Right.
And in this case, it's a real story, but...
Okay. Well, Todd, winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yay.
And that means I also win the overall competition, right?
That means you finally get a dinner. We're not all tied.
I finally get a dinner. We're not all tied. And that also means that the next two cases or no cases in this show are starting a new round. Started zero.
So will we make sure that, look, even though I don't want to, can we promise each other right now? Within 2 weeks, let's say 2 weeks, we're really going to put that. We have to buy him a dinner or a lunch. It can be lunch. Do we say that, Denise and Cal?
I think that's fair. Yeah.
Well, I think we can say that because I'll be gone.
Yeah, we can say it because we'll never do it anyway.
Oh, jeez.
I remember I'm going to be gone for a little
bit. We could bring him some...
How about 3 weeks? Within 3 weeks.
Within a month. All right. Okay. Say by the end of August, we have to buy him a dinner.
I know what's going to happen. You guys are going to DoorDash a PB&J to my house.
No, I know.
Call it good.
No.
I'm going to get a breakfast pizza.
No, we know exactly what you like. A McDonald's breakfast. But I tell you, right now, Todd is very easy to please.
Yes.
I don't know why McDonald's hasn't just, like, paid you a lot of money to have a sponsor.
Do you realize that the SEC will not allow me to buy McDonald's stock because apparently my eating habits influence the stock price?
Exactly right. Hence, he's single, ladies. When we come back, we're going to talk about the real off-the-wall case day. We got a bunch of cases to talk about that are real off-the-wall. We'll be back.
Thank you, Fred, and thanks all of you for listening to Radio Law Talk. Next hour, an embezzler accused of a nasty crime in addition to embezzlement. That's on Case or No Case next hour as Radio Law Talk continues. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and is clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quack, car, wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Well, come on.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170.
USA Radio News.
President Biden made his first live appearance virtually since he was diagnosed with COVID-19, participating in a meeting with his economic team on gas prices.
Let me start by apologizing for my voice. I'm feeling much better than I sound.
Mr. Biden has been isolating in the White House residence, and he and the people around him have been emphasizing the 79-year-old president is hard at work for the American people. A fast-moving wildfire near Yosemite National Park has erupted, prompting evacuations, even as firefighters made progress against an earlier blaze that burned to the edge of giant sequoia trees. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. Oh, that's down.
Radio Law Talk. Now, back to the show.
Number one kitty bumps in the country, in our opinion, is Radio Law Talk. Well, we're going to talk about a judge, some judges and lawyers, but you know what? The good thing about Radio Law Talk is what, Cal? Sometimes we have things hot off the press, don't we?
Well, I think we do. What we have sometimes is we have this.
Now, Radio Law Talk News.
Todd.
Yes, we have some news and update in the never-ending saga of the Johnny Depp Amber Heard fiasco. As you may know, Amber Heard has filed an appeal, or has indicated she wanted to file an appeal. Filed the paperwork for the appeal, and now Johnny Depp has filed an appeal of the verdict as well.
So he's he's not filed an appeal to the appeal. Wait a minute.
Yeah. So if you recall, I mean, Johnny Depp was ordered to pay Amber Heard $2 million. Now, she was ordered to pay him $10.35 million. So his amount to her only offsets the amount she owes him, so it's $8 million and change that she owes him. She appealed. And so Depp has filed an appeal as well, but for the sole purpose, according to folks in the know, they said, look, Johnny Depp believes that the party should just move on, this should be done, let's get over it. But if Amber Heard chooses to file an appeal, then he is going to file a concurrent appeal so that the court of Appeals has a full picture of the arguments and everything that goes on, not just those that are tailored to the issues that Amber Heard has. So essentially is, I'm willing to move on, but if you're going to appeal, I'm going to appeal as well. That's what she said. And there's another interesting thing. Now, remember, it's $8 million in change that she owes Johnny Depp. And on appeal, if you want to appeal, if she wants to, she has to file a bond. She has to file an $8-point-some-odd-million-dollar bond to cover the amount so that she can take the appeal. And to date, as of yesterday, she'd only paid the $500 filing fee, hasn't filed the $8.35.
But she did give the $7 million to the charity, I'm sure.
Well,
by now
she may be saying, look, I wrote a two-party out-of-state post-dated check for the entire amount. Who knows? But it'll be interesting to see where it goes forward. Let's back up on that, Todd.
The appeal issue that we were going to talk about is the reason Johnny does that is, and then you mentioned it, but I'm going to get a little bit deeper into it. What happens in an appeals, there's a thing called en blanc, when people say en blanc. And what happens is not the full amount of appellate judges hear it. And that's kind of what will happen with Amber Heard's appeal unless Johnny filed that. Now they all have to hear it, right?
That's right.
So, exactly. Usually it would be like a three-judge panel rather than the full panel. And so now it looks like the full panel will hear it. And so, Johnny, that is kind of a really good strategy.
Yeah.
I believe it's a really good strategy. It's not one that I've seen
before. Now, you said Johnny wants to go, and Denise, maybe you know this too, Johnny wants to go on with this and put it behind him. Does that mean he's not going to ask for the money? But he said, let's put this behind us, but still pay me the money, Amber.
He'll collect over time. That's what he figures. He'll collect over time. If she works, he'll collect.
Well, the statement that I saw was this, is that Depp believes it's time for both parties to move on with their lives and heal. Now, I know that we speculated often that maybe one of the best things that Johnny Depp could do. Look, when this case started, we all said, oh my gosh, he is going to get killed from a PR standpoint. Boy, were we wrong. Because the trial and everything that happened, talk about proving to Hollywood and anyone else in the industry if there was any doubt about the support Johnny Depp has among his fans. That was proven in this trial. And I think, Denise, you said that, what, we're a month removed from the trial. He's already been offered or signed.
Netflix signed him to play King Arthur, right?
Yeah, and
is it King Arthur? No, King Henry.
Henry, one of the kings.
Right.
Yes. And so
like $30 or $40 million.
Yeah, you know he's
going to be fine. Yeah. And I think that this trial rehabilitated his image in a way that we didn't foresee. That maybe he did. I mean, maybe he's just this genius self-promoter through all of this. And I think that the only thing that he could do to really add to that is if he were to magnanimously come out and say, look, it was just about me getting my name back to say this didn't happen. You don't have to pay.
Right. A great point, Todd. I say talk about he will make more money down the line if he comes out and says, and not his lawyers, he publicly comes out and is not interviewed, but steps up to the mic and says, I forgive Amber. It was devastating to me. I want to go on. I want her to go on in life. And I hope success for her. And I'm going to waive anything she owes
and
me.
And I disagree.
Okay.
I think
he needs to use
it as a shield because she'll come after him again. And I think it's a very effective tool for him. He doesn't have to enforce it, but he should keep it.
You mean just leave it hanging out there?
Exactly.
Because benevolence and humility goes a long way in the eyes of the general public, it seems to me. And if he just said, I'm going to be humble about this and be benevolent to Amber, I'm going to keep the judgment in place. If you don't mess with me, I'm not going to go get it.
Yeah. That's how I see it.
And those are all things that, again, I don't practice this area of law, but I do know that post-verdict and prior to the announcement that Amber Heard was going to be filing an appeal, there were negotiations. It was reported there was negotiations between Depp's lawyers and Amber Heard's lawyers. It, what would they be negotiating if not what we have just talked about, but unable to reach an agreement? And so the appeal goes forward.
Yes.
If she could come up with the $8.35 million that she has to come up with as a bond on a
Well, payment. A bond doesn't mean you come up with the full amount, but you have to come up with a big chunk of change.
Yeah, that's a pretty. That's not going to be a cheap bond.
Right. And she's got to have somebody back her
Security.
With it. And,
yeah.
and I mean, who, after hearing the trial, is going to go, you know, that seems like a good deal for me?
Especially after some published reports said that much of her damages were supposed to have been paid, by her homeowner's insurance company or a specific writer on her policy. There were some published reports
well,
that said that.
Well, unless it's an intentional act. That's my area of law.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So here's, I'm just looking up on the internet, right? What does a bond cost, right? A $1 million bond is going to cost about $10,000. So it's $80,000. Round numbers. $80,000 she's going to have to come up with to post a bond.
For her, that can't be much. Well, by
actually,
the way,
I think she's struggling. She's hurting.
I heard she got a job as a background actor in those those Hallmark Christmas specials.
Oh.
She's going to be served like sitting in restaurants and stuff like that.
A couple things.
No, I'm kidding.
I can't imagine Hallmark touching her.
A couple things to keep in mind about compensation for actors. Whatever happened in the Johnny Depp trial may or may not affect her ability to get roles moving forward. She's still going to earn residuals on the movies that she was in. I mean, she was in the previous Aquaman. It's up to like $1.2 billion.
It depends on her contract.
And as part of it, with the Screen Actors Guild, she is entitled to, that's the negotiated rate, she's entitled to the residuals going forward to the extent that she was in there. I have a friend of mine.
Yeah, but that's easy to collect from.
I had a friend of mine who was a voice actor in the first Toy Story and still gets residuals from that every time it's played on TV.
Nice.
They go through and they get it. So she's got her residuals that she is entitled to. And I also maintain that, so she might not be, maybe the big studios, the blockbuster films are going to shy away from maybe having her in the film, but there's the blockbusters, and then there's the smaller indie films. And you think indie, you think a couple of kids in the backyard with a Super 8 camera. No, indie films are kind of taking over. The Sundance Film Festival are mostly indie films there, and they're very popular. And I think there'd be a ton of folks that would love to have her in some of those smaller films, especially if after all of this you play to the room. She's primed to play the evil, vindictive, manipulative female villain role in just about any film out there.
What about?
But I don't see her personality doing that. I don't think she.
What about she comes? What about she becomes our co-host on Radio Law Talk?
She'll sit right there and then
right between Todd and I.
Yeah.
Well, if she
I'm
does,
across the room.
I don't know. After some of the accusations in the Johnny Depp trial, I would say she can sit there as long as we have a towel or depends. So.
Okay, enough. All right.
We come back. We are going to get into the gun thing. Sorry, we digress, but we went into the latest things that are going on. Stay here with Radio Law Talk. We will bring you up to date on the latest legal issues. When we come back, we're talking about a judge that has a bigger gun than anyone else.
You turned on Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information...
Are you having a difficult time getting in and out of your old bathtub? Here's a new, affordable idea to consider. When you bought your home years ago, you had a traditional bathtub, and you put a shower curtain in it, and it lasted for...
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text MONEY to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
So in West Virginia, there's a lawsuit. It's been settled, but there was a lawsuit that was going on against a energy company by its local citizens from West Virginia area that were claiming they were not getting their payments and their royalties from this natural gas company. And it was quite a bitter kind of fight. In fact, the lawyers that represented the energy company alleged that they were threatened at a restaurant. And so they hired security to, you know, kind of follow and take care of them, these lawyers, by the way, who were based out of Houston, Texas. So they would fly in, apparently, into West Virginia. Now, I'm setting this up. The judge in this case, his parents, apparently, these are all allegations. We got to understand, all allegations. But apparently, his parents are some of those who are supposed to receive royalty rights to these natural gas stuff, and which eventually means he would. But the attorneys out of Houston tried to what we call point six, or get him recused, and the appellate court went all the way to the appellate court, said no, there's basically sounds like no conflict, and he can stay on. So that sets things up to just feel the tensions going on there, you know? And as lawyers behind the scenes, I could see that there's probably a little bit of tension. So with that background, Denise, what happens?
Well, the security guard tries to come into the courtroom. And apparently the security guard is carrying a satchel. And, you know, it's one of those man bags. And, you know, he's not allowed in there because it appears he has a gun. So he's not allowed in there. So then, you know, the attorney, she didn't feel that comfortable without her security detail. But she was, at the podiums. They were starting to do their case. And the allegation is that the judge pulled out from underneath his robe a gun, a Colt 45, in fact, and said, "My gun's bigger than your security's guns," and pointed the gun, allegedly, first to her co-counsel at the table and then to her at the podium. And he made some comments that were, if he made them, they're just funny, because he was making fun of the security detail, saying that the man was carrying a, quote, sissy-ass contraption, meaning the man purse.
Yeah.
and I'm laughing because that's such a funny statement, but it wouldn't be funny in this context. So the judge then allegedly put his gun on the top of the of his bench and then angled it toward her at the podium. Now, if this is true, what's so shocking is everybody, I'm not a gun owner, but I would never point a gun, never, ever in 100 million years point a gun at anybody, and not as a joke especially, and not to make somebody feel safe.
That's the number one safety issue.
Exactly.
That's a safety 101.
It is. And, you know, I'm sensitive about that because I have lost relatives to guns. And this could have been an accident waiting to happen in the courtroom. Luckily, it did not. What I was surprised about the judge, though, is that he made three different statements to the press about this event. In the first statement, he said that it never happened and that he didn't have his gun in the courtroom that day. So, one, he's admitting he has a gun, and two, he's admitting that sometimes it brings it in the courtroom, right? And then he called back and he said he had a gun under his robe during the trial, but he never removed it from the holster during trial. And then he called back a third time and he said that he would just pulled out a first aid kit from under his robe, not a gun. And those three differing views make it, well, national news.
You know, Denise, first aid kit, gun, that's the same thing.
Well, maybe it's a first aid kit disguised like a gun. There's all kinds of stuff disguised like guns these days.
You know, Todd and I were talking about this, and maybe the judge felt intimidated by this attorney trying to bring in security detail, and or she was not feeling safe herself, and maybe it was his way of trying to, you know, show her that if anything happened, he had her back. I mean, who knows what his intent was if these allegations are true. But just, that's a big if, and really scary, because I don't think guns in the courtroom have any place other than on the holster of your bailiff.
Right.
And if the judge has one, it should not be taken out from under the robe absent an absolute emergency.
Yeah, unless somebody else does, right.
Yeah, here's the thing that's interesting about this. The first thing is, she did not make this complaint until after the case settled. The case has settled. And then she made the complaint and the allegations, and it's now before the Judicial Investigation Commission of West Virginia.
Doesn't that give her more credibility?
No, that's what I'm trying to say. I say she's smart for this reason. Why would you ever do that at the beginning when if she loses that issue, he's going to come down hard on her. You know, he's just got to let letting the thing go, get this thing resolved, get the thing taken care of, then she brings the affidavit. So, yeah, that was smart on her behalf because, look, if you want to start, you know, adding fuel to the fire, you know, then go ahead and do that during the case. And so it's going to be interesting to see what happens here because there's going to have to be affidavits from the other lawyers.
And the security detail, too.
Yeah. And, well, I'm saying, you're going to have lawyers there. You're going to have bailiff there.
Yep.
So they're going to have to get an affidavit. I mean, they're going to put them under oath, probably the bailiff and the other lawyers.
And there's no protection, no privilege, no nothing in this particular matter.
And it's being reported also on the Daily Beast that at least two court staff members confirmed that not only did they witness the judge pull the gun out, but that he bragged about it later, having done that. But he's also, the judge, still maintaining his denials that it didn't happen. So this is going to be an evidentiary issue before the body that's reviewing the conduct of the judge.
Is there standard preponderance of the evidence or clear and convincing? Do you know?
I don't know what the standard is.
Yeah, me either. I mean, that's West Virginia. I don't know either. I just thought that...
Cal, don't you think that's a bizarre? What bizarre?
Well, I think if he's so proud of his behavior that he's bragged about it, this really just fascinates me. Well, I had a bigger gun than him. Look what I did. I mean, this is, it's just one of the strangest things I think I've ever heard. Is a gun, you know, like, it's like the Jack Nicholson movie scene or whatever it is. You can't handle the truth kind of a thing. Just something so out of context.
Yeah. Well, the fact that he puts it on the allegations that he puts it on the bench and turns it so the gun's pointing the defense counsel. It's just crazy.
Can you imagine? Now, this obviously was not a jury trial, right?
Oh boy.
Because there would be more witnesses if it was a jury trial. But, I mean, can you imagine how I would have been terrified as that attorney, honestly. And thank goodness that the case settled, because it looks like, in my opinion, it settled because of what the conduct was, if this is true conduct by the judge. I think both the plaintiffs and the defendant said, hey, this could go badly for either of us, and we better settle this case.
Why is this guy on the bench? Why is this even allowed?
We got to find out.
Was he suspended?
Well, this is, no, that's in the middle of an investigation. But what I want to say is, I think it was a jury trial, and this was during some preliminary hearings and discussions. Maybe I'm confused. I'm going to study up on this and later bring it up and figure out.
No, you're right. It does say that it was an attorney-only hearing.
Right.
So maybe the jury was just not around.
Right.
Yeah, the jury was not there. One thing I will say, this is a very small township area where the judge was. And here's the dynamic. The law firm for which the attorney, the female attorney was there, that's a national law firm, huge. You had the big firm coming in with the small town judge. And sometimes there can be this power play. Who's in control of this courtroom?
Right.
And it seems like that may have gotten away from everybody in that specific case.
Interesting.
Plus you've got the Texas oil, then you've got the West Virginia oil. I mean, it also plays on the small provincial oil and the big oil.
Well, who won the case?
Well, it's settled.
But who got the money?
I don't know.
We don't know.
When we come back next hour, guess what? We're going to have another case or no case, but now a lawyer didn't like his former client, will tell you what he tried to do. We'll be back after these great messages.
We have our 6-minute top of the hour break coming up right here on Radio Law Talk, so you stay tuned. We'll be back at 6 minutes after the next hour right here with our second hour of Radio Law Talk live for you on your favorite station and also live on RadioLawTalk.com.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.